you, Lord. Just thank you for everything you've done for us, Lord, and everything that you're about to do for us. Just guiding us and loving us and the mercy that you have for us. We pray that obviously you speak through me, Lord. It's not about me. It's all about you. And we pray that everybody's doing well and everybody is healthy. But we do pray for those and lift up those who are not doing well, feeling sick, or perhaps like my wife, we lift her up to you and just a quick healing on her, Lord, so she could get rid of the crutches. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So Ephesians chapter 2, and I don't know what 11 is, and I don't know what Ose, Dose, goes to 12, right? Yeah, that's it. So 11 and 12. Jesse, let's start with you. All right, so we find ourselves and we're talking about Jews again, right? The relationship between them is we all know this. You don't know? Jesse, you know? Not really.
I wonder if it's just like this thing that's been like passed down to generations, but no one really knows.
Yes and no. Is, you know, where we come from, right? Where our families come from, where our father came from, and his father, and so forth. So that is very important. Now, the culture obviously was way different. So that's another thing where they had conflict between, is because their culture and the way they believed. Now, there's also, and does anybody know what that physical difference was? No? Jesse? You know, any physical difference between the Gentiles and the Jews? It kind of mentions it in the verses we just read.
Circumcision,
right? There is a bit. seriously. Here, and he definitely will not help you. That's what they're saying, right? And you
that's so stupid. I hate talking about this because it annoys me so much.
Right.
So annoying.
But yeah, but Jewish women, but they couldn't join the guys because they're a little gabby. I don't know. But the sections, yeah, if you divide it up in sections. So there'd be walls. And on the wall, in Turkey, but it's written both in Hebrew and in Greek. And the reason for that is because Greek was a very common language, but Jewish people would know they wanted everybody to know. So they wrote it out. It's kind of like us having English and Spanish. You want to everybody, you know, oh, I'm kind of covering just about everybody. But it said, yeah, they're very serious back then. And we and Cassia, can you read that?
Crying out, men of Israel, help. This is the man who teaches all men everywhere against the people, the law in this place, and furthermore, he also brought Greeks into the temple and has defiled this holy place.
So they're talking about Philip, I mean Timothy, I think, but he's time. And in that early church, there was a lot of And changed the whole world. In Gentiles, this was a new change for everybody, but they were changing their entire culture because it wasn't the culture of all God, centuries of hating these Gentiles. Now, and let's face it, the Jews, they were being mean to the Gentiles. We could say that. I mean, you could say the Gentiles should toughen up, but they were being mean. Right? Point blank, they were being mean. However, what they were saying was true. You know, Jesus came to the Jews first. That's who he came to first. Now, there were foreigners. They didn't know God, so they had no hope. You know, these are, if you think about it, two words in verse 11.
Therefore, remember.
All right, it's up on the screen. Yeah.
It's 11.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
She didn't change. There it is. Yeah. Sorry. I thought she changed.
Sorry.
But then. You don't know how bad I've been. God, surely God does not want me. You know, these church walls.
I've actually had two different people tell me that at different times.
us. He won't just lightly walk. He will run to us and be there for us. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14 through 16, Cassia.
For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinance, so as to create himself one new man from two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity.
I know.
I mean, that's too long. You see how many commas there are? That's too many.
That is a run-on sentence.
That's too many.
That's too many. They didn't have English teachers back then. To like.
Because
it would
be so upset.
Right. She probably does. Like reading the Bible is like period, period, period. So you should know this. All right.
Wow.
Awesome. Thank you.
Enmity.
I don't know why that word is so hard.
It's the N and the M next to each other.
Right. Yeah. Now, what that is that coming up. He's never wanted that. He loves and there's no difference between them to him. And he wants them to get along and help each other out. In Ephesians 2, verse 17, Jesse. So, who do we think is afar off?
Jews.
Right? This is, you know, we could also say the ones, the unbelievers and the believers, right? Far off and near. They both have access to different Holy Spirits. No. No, it's the same Holy Spirit, right? It's the same Holy Spirit. It's significant, but I just don't say it. But the first four books of the New Testament kind of singled out. The four books of the Testament. There's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Right? The apostles? No, it's close. It's the gospel.
Oh, yeah. Same thing.
Yeah. Same thing. Exactly. Almost spelled the same. So, in Greek is the gospel. So, Luke is the only one a Gentile, right? So Luke was a Gentile. So these are things that scratched my head a little bit. Not just because I have dandruff, but so everybody. Okay. Well, then. Biggies.
Girl.
But if we were. Luke chapter 15, verse 11 through 31.
Okay.
You got this, girl.
All right. Then he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of the goods that falls to me. So he divided them to his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. That's prodigal. Yeah?
Yeah.
When he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his field to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. When he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came to drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing, so he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf. But he was angry and would not go in. Therefore his father came out and pleaded with him. So he answered and said to his father, lo, these many years I have been serving you. I never transgressed your commandment at any time, and yet you never gave me a young goat that I may make merry with my friends. But as soon as a son of yours came who has devoured your livelihood as harlots, you killed the fatted calf for him. And he said to him, son, you are always with me, and all I have is yours.
Oh, sorry, 32:2. Yeah, it's yours. It was right and be glad for your brother now and is found. Sorry. That was my mistake. So what remind me of the Ephesians is the older son's reaction, starting with 25, but his reaction to the younger son coming back. You know, the first thing notice is that he's the older son, right? So been with the father. He was angry when the father forgave the lost son, right? You know, and I don't think it was just so the brothers, they get angry. Now, but the older one, the lost talks about how two different groups remind me of the Gentiles and the Jews. You know, the older son obviously being the Jews, the younger son being the Gentiles. Now, most of the time, we all how great it is that God has mercy and forgives us. But the parable is about both sons. You know, the one son that made a lot of choices, and he thought that his father was still with him. That's why he just wants to be just a servant. And we could see that he was wrong, right? Then the older son, you know, he gets angry, he gets mad, right? Because of that anger he has for his brother. And the father has to remind him that, you know, that he loves both his sons very much. Has to remind him that everything that the father has, it's still his. He hasn't lost anything. You know, he still has everything, but he actually has gained more. He hasn't lost anything, but he's gained more. He gained his brother back. He gained back somebody who would be there for him, who could help him out, who has his back and makes the family stronger. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, Jesse, can you read that? Before the foundations of the world, before God even created the earth, you know, he had a plan, and his plan was to save the lost. It doesn't matter what they have done or where they've been. God loved us before we were ever born, right? Meaning that he loved us before we were born. He loved us. So we need to remember and all. You know, since the very beginning, God had already planned on forgiving us. God is waiting for us and is willing or is, and will celebrate our return. Cassia, can you close us in prayer?
Not able to come today. I pray that